Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Whatever comes out of your mouth should be informing you of something.
Tori Benham on Focus on the Family Minute, sharing ways that you can show up better when you communicate with your spouse.
And so oftentimes my tone of my voice, it starts to get a little rocky and it starts to get touchy. And that's when I'm like, okay, Lord, what's going on inside of me? I am starting to unravel.
Right.
And it happens with the people that we're closest to, you know? And so for me, Jason always seems to get the brunt of my unfriendliness. And this is just a reminder that, okay, let's pause. And if we're not being kind, then we have dominion. We talked about dominion last time. We have the authority to take that back and to change and to change directions.
More from Tori and her husband Jason at familyminute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
The Rest of the Story. Newcastle, Seaport, North England, county seat of Northumberland. There's a centuries-old saying about carrying coals to Newcastle. That means to do something entirely unnecessary, because you see, Newcastle is and always has been the coal capital of England. Bringing coal to Newcastle would be ultimately pointless. But once upon a time, there really was a fellow who carried coals to Newcastle on purpose, as a speculative money-making venture. Now listen, friends thought he'd lost his mind for making such a self-destructive investment, but he did it, and in the process, he made a fortune. By the way, the name of the investment genius was Timothy Dexter, and the secret of his success is the rest of the story. Tim Dexter was a young man with a modest, utterly unimpressive background until he married a rich widow, and everything in his life changed. In the first place, the sudden elevation of Tim's financial and social status drew jealous reaction from among longtime acquaintances. Then came the American Revolution. During and afterward, the value of state bonds plummeted, practically worthless. So what did Tim Dexter do? He began buying state bonds, all he could get his hands on. People laughed. They said Tim was squandering the money he'd married into. But what do you know? In 1791, Alexander Hamilton surprised even himself by winning an argument that resulted in the complete re-evaluation of state bonds, and Tim Dexter was instantly richer than before. Dumb luck, some said, but Tim had only begun to confound the resentful. For example, Tim bought tens of thousands of warming pans, at least that many warm winter mittens, shipped them all, intended to sell them in the West Indies. And to the amazement of practically everyone, he succeeded, because the West Indians used the warming pans as cooking utensils, and the mittens they sold to a fleet bound for the Baltic Sea. Then there's the time Tim purchased 342 tons of whale bones. Few could imagine why, at least until a few months later, whale bone unexpectedly became the rage in women's undergarments, and Tim Dexter scored again. For these and many other apparently brilliant investments, Tim is remembered as the premier tycoon of his kind in all American history. After all, it was he who actually shipped hundreds of tons of coal to England's coal capital. He literally carried coals to Newcastle. But, now hear this, because his shipment coincided with local labor strife and with closed coal mines at that time, Tim carrying coal to Newcastle made a killing in coal, entirely unintentionally. Now, after Tim married the wealthy widow, he made his investments exclusively under the advice, now hear this, he made his investments exclusively under the advice of folks with hard feelings. folks who actually hoped to deceive him into failure. And yet each of the schemes of those who tried to set him up failed itself, backfired, and the pranksters who proposed to make a fool of Tim Dexter made him rich and famous. And now you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by Buy the Book Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And I recently put up a story, Paso Robles loses thousands in airport revenue. And this is something I've been working on for some time. As many of you know, back in 2024, there were a lot of arguments over what should happen out at the airport. So you also have the airport manager who runs the airport for the city, and then you have a contractor who does the fixed base operations at the airport. So what they do is they the city owns the airport, but there are hangars and there are properties that are leased out. They control the leases. The lease payments are made, are set by the city, but then the leases and the collecting of the money is done by this group, who then gives part of it to the city and keeps part for themselves. They also do the gas sales out at the airport, and there are two types of gas sales. There's fuel sales, aviation fuel and jet fuel, and then they also... There's a number of things they do that manage the airport. Now, years ago, you had an issue. The person that was running the airport, they were having financial troubles. They just backed out. Suddenly, you didn't have airplanes to fight fires. You didn't have somebody selling gas at the airport. It was an emergency situation. ACI Jet runs the airport. They run five airports. They run the airport in... San Luis Obispo, they did at the time, they still do. And they called them and said, we're in a big spot here. We need someone out here immediately. They sent gas down. They got things running. They were given the contract, and they have done a fairly decent job for a long time. One of the things that they did is they focused on bringing in money to the airport. And he courted a number of groups that really brought a lot of money to the airport. And I'll give you an example. You have the British Royal Air Force. And the British Royal Air Force would come in a month. It's starting to come twice a year for a month. They would have the people, they would do exercises out of the airport. They'd bring their planes over. They would buy a ton of gas. And they would also, the people with the Air Force would stay in hotels in Paso Robles. They would eat at the restaurants in Paso Robles. It was thought that that month brought approximately $3 million to the local economy. And then they also pushed to get military groups in there, got contracted to help military groups. And that was bringing approximately $6 million a year. So you have about $9 million extra a year being brought into the local economy. And that not just in taxes and things, but that's the amount brought into the locals. So this was a big deal. And then you have Ty Lewis was the manager at the time, and he wanted to put this out for bid. And they wanted to bring in they were talking about how great it would be to bring in this group, Lloyd's Aviation from Bakersfield. Now, in comparison to ACI Jet, which had Slow Airport, had Orange County Airport, ACI Jet, all they did was sell gas. They were one of three people that sold gas at the airport in San Miguel, and they also had airplane mechanics that worked for them. the difference is the airplane mechanics they had are people that worked on these small personal planes for locals, the aviation gas customers. At the same time, they did, ACI Jet also had mechanics for those types of planes, but also had the equipment and the mechanics for the jets, which when you're talking about the airport, most of the money brought in for the gas sales is the jet engines. It's not the local planes that are kept here at the airport. So there was there's a called the Airport Commission. It's primarily plane owners. I think there's one person that owns some balloons, but it's plane owners, and they look at the small airplanes and doing this, and they wanted to bring in Lloyd's. So they put this thing out for bid. Major problems with the RFP. I'll get into that after Julie Tacker calls in, and she'll be calling in shortly. And there were issues with the legality. Again, you have a city that, with a paid parking, didn't do it according to the law. The attorney signed off on it. The same thing here. They didn't want anyone knowing what was in the proposals, what they needed. They made it very vague. They admitted in the long run they'd done things that weren't legal. They also wanted to keep it out where no one could see the proposals, not knowing what was going on. And after it started coming out, and when it finally came out, it was very clear why they didn't want them to see the proposals. So you had two proposals. You had ACI Jet, which was saying that they would spend $17.6 million on the airport. They were going to take up more land. There was a shortage of hangars. They were going to build hangars on that land that was going to be leased out. They were also going to renovate the terminal and add basically another terminal to it. It would be a huge, giant, brand new terminal. They already had the design plans. They were going to start construction within a year. It was all set to go. And again, they were going to invest $17.6 million and they'd have a 40-year contract. Lloyd's Aviation only wanted to give $8.9 million. So they wanted to invest half into the airport. They wanted construction to start after at least they had 2 years. They didn't have to do anything. They just had to get ready. And they wanted a 45-year lease. They both, on the other hand, they both do the same things. They both do those kind of, they both do a lot of the same things. But the big difference is, again, Lloyd's didn't do the, wasn't known for being a mechanic for the big jets. They didn't have the equipment. And in the end, in the beginning, you had Fred Strong and Chris Bausch both saying, no, we're not going to do this. But after that, Fred Strong changed. And at first, you know, he said, you know, there was the argument he brought in all this money. He said, oh, they're not here because ACI Jet talked them into coming here and gave them amenities. They're here. Instead, they are here because they want they want to be in Paso Robles. They'll stay with Paso Robles. We don't need ACI Jet to have these contracts that he set up. We'll keep them because we're wonderful Paso Robles. Later, he had heard about him wanting to build the other hangars. And there were people saying, well, people will lose a business that we don't have enough hangars and maybe they can't rent them for as much. This was not for the community. The airport belongs to the residents. It does not belong to the people that have small planes at the airport. It belongs to the residents. But in the end, they went with the company, the Lloyd's Aviation. And after a year on both, I applied for the records on this. There was a mix-up. I sent in a records request over months and months and months ago and never received a response. I finally called and said, you know, this is ridiculous. You had 10 days to tell me what you were doing, and I asked for these numbers, and I was told, well, someone said you wanted us to send it to another email address. No, I asked for it in an email address. That's my email address. I didn't ask you to send it to a different email address. So anyway, it went to somebody else's email. I never got it, but they did. They had it to me shortly afterwards, and I want to give you an example. The amount of gallons of aviation sold under ACI Jet for 2024, not counting December, because there were changes in ownership that month, was 158,246 gallons of aviation fuel, and jet fuel was 827,192 gallons. The city made in their fees, you know, their taxes on that gas, over 119,000. Compare that to the next year under Lloyd's. Instead of 158,000, it went down to 114,346 for aviation fuel. But the bigger issue is the other one, 827 plus gallons of jet fuel, fell to 449, almost half. The city's payments went down almost in half, 66,449. It was a major loss to the city in revenue for this issue that was pushed by this group of people. And we got a caller calling in. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation? Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Hey, Karen, it's Julie Tacker.
Hey, Julie.
Hey, I only have a little bit of time for you today, but I did wanted to invite your viewers, your listeners, to go to Cal Coast News and read your story, because that is the proof in the pudding. Karen highlights these numbers that she just spoke about, and numbers are what matters when you are a city and you are needing the revenues from the different sources that you get them. You definitely want to have as much as possible so that you can offer the services that you are chartered to provide. So I'm really disappointed. I can't imagine that the city city council members are also disappointed in the loss of revenue from one vendor to the next. But it is curious that the current vendor is asking to change the contract. The contract is relatively new, and so my gut is telling me, you know, there's a conflict or a contract compliance issue here. You know, they're not holding up their end of the bargain, and I think that he definitely is in a pickle with regard to this. And you know, just like you at home, what do you do when a contractor comes to your home and doesn't fix all the things you wanted fixed? And that's what I'm seeing with your article here. This Lloyd's Aviation isn't holding up their end of the bargain.
And I have heard, they haven't made it public. I had two calls from people in the city talking about that they're wanting to get a new deal. And yeah, they're not bringing in the money because you don't offer the services ACI offered. But the thing to me that was shocking on this, you had the airport commissioner made up of small plane owners, and then you have John Hammond, who owns a small plane, Sharon Roden, that owned a small plane, both pushing wildly to have this go through for Lloyd's. And they ended up putting Sharon Roden on a committee that said Lloyd's would be better. They're nicer people. We like Lloyd's. They're more like us. Wait, so you have ACI Jet. The wife was born in Paso Robles. They live in Slo County. And they are a local county business. And they are more like the community. And again, you had Sharon Roden worked in the Valley. That's where she ran her ranch. You had Ty Lewis from Bakersfield. There's a lot of ties to the Resnicks, and there's allegations that Lloyd's is very tied to the Resnicks. And you want to switch to this company. And there was a beautiful airport terminal that was going to be built. And now I wonder if it'll even get remodeled.
Right. You know, and it's funny that you brought up the mayor and Councilwoman Roden at that time, both being pilots and having airplanes. My recollection is that the mayor ended up having to recuse himself because he is one of the tenants of the airport property. And he really should not have spoken out at all. He should not have voiced an opinion one way or another in the selection of a new contractor out there. And so that's, I think that's what we were bringing up back then, a year and a half or so ago, is that he had a conflict of interest. Of course, his lawyers and his, said he maybe didn't have a conflict of interest, but out of the abundance of caution, as I recall, he did recuse himself, but only for the vote. He really did make his opinion known along the way.
And again, you had John Hammond and Ty Lewis. They recently got back from a vacation together. They are extremely close. You remember, John Hammond sold a home to Ty Lewis, and Ty Lewis was recommending that John Hammond get a changes in his lease and going back a year. There's been a number of things, and that was approved by the council on Ty Lewis's recommendation back in 22. So they're both benefiting from their relationship and benefiting. Hammond leases out hangars at the airport. Having less hangars is going to be beneficial. He can charge more. The one ACI Jet was going to build a bunch of hangars. And for those that are wondering how this works, ACI Jet would lease him out with a portion going to the city. And then when his lease is over, the city owns all of it and they lease it out. They get bids and they lease it out to another person again, or they keep it with him. But again, they went with a company that has no track record at all of doing this type. And for those that are wondering, the British Air Force, after this happened, Fred Strong told me, they're coming back. We're getting it all back. You didn't get it back. You ended up, Lloyd's applied to be allowed to have military equipment land, and it's very little of it wants to come here. And then again, you had ACI Jet. He told them, I'm going to build you a big room, a conference center for a staging room down there. And they love going. They'll fly to San Luis Obispo and take their business there now, a lot of them, rather than come here at a loss to the citizens of this community. Julie, we're going to take a break, a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more talking about the airport.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages losing steam heading into the closing bell and kicking off the new trading month and second half of the year lower. The tech-heavy Nasdaq fell as chip stocks lagged after notching blockbuster gains in the second quarter. But software stocks advanced following analyst upgrades. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks were mostly higher, led by Meta and Microsoft. Shares of Meta surged nearly 9% following a report that it's building a cloud business to sell excess artificial intelligence computing capacity. Oil prices slipped with West Texas Intermediate crude at around $68 a barrel. The Dow winners, Microsoft, United Health Group, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Walmart, and Merck. The Dow falling 14 points, the Nasdaq lower by 174, S&P 500 down 16. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness, starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the seven laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the master, Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness. For more information, go to GaryWhiting.com or 530-410-5270.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound
Off. Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealey, your host on Wednesday and Thursday. Also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Pastor Robles loses thousands in airport revenue, and you'll have a good idea of what happened here. Julie, remember in the beginning when this was happening and the RFP issues and the violations of the way it was legally supposed to be done?
I do remember that it was, let's say, a rough start.
It was a very rough start, and the attorney didn't handle it well. They thought they could keep the public in the dark. They didn't want anybody to see the proposals. They didn't, they were trying to keep this in the dark, because if you look at these proposals, they don't match. And when I talked to Fred Strong, when he changed his mind, he had two things he heard. He said, "I heard the one guy's mean." What? Yeah. And then again, what I'm hearing is he's much better at concierge and keeping the people with the money paying things happy. And then he said, and they're trying to take away other people's businesses. Yes, Fred, you have people like John Hammond who rents out space. That isn't taking away his business. You need more hangars, and having him wanting to build hangars. And again, after he proposed to do that, they were arguing, well, you're not going to give us enough of the money. He was going to give you what you get now. We have a quick caller, and I'll let you respond to this, or quick text message. I am more pissed that since ACI Jet pulled out of the Paso Robles Airport right after they opened a mechanics training program down on South County Cuesta. And the mechanic program, I guess they probably would want to have it. There's two types of mechanics. There's mechanics that work on the small aviation planes, and there's ones that work on the bigger jet engines. And some of the equipment to work on the big jet engines can be millions of dollars for one piece of equipment. Right. If you don't have that, you can't do the same type level of work on the planes. And again, at the time, you had Hammond and Roden, who both owned planes, saying, well, they have a better mechanic for small airplanes. But small airplanes don't bring the money in.
Yeah. Clarify for me, Karen, the text message says that ACI Jet has their own classes down in the Cuesta campus.
They didn't say it was ACI Jet, but there's been a push to get more mechanics. They're increasing the airports. They're wanting a spaceport here. They were talking about doing, redoing the terminal and all this other stuff. But is that even going to happen? I have heard that since Lloyd's Aviation numbers are down so much, they're wanting to redo their lease. That is not, I asked the manager of the airport. He said, I haven't heard that. Others have told me that's absolutely going on. But we're almost 2 years into this, and there is nothing that's happened. I guess they've submitted some plans, and they've made some plans. But nothing has happened with the city. There's no construction. There's no capital improvements going on yet. And I believe that was part of what this was supposed to be.
Yeah. I did see just today that Paso Robles has put out, the city has put out a modified bid posting for an RFP for spaceport consulting services. So they're moving ahead for spaceport plans. It'll be interesting if this relationship with Lloyds is going to cause a hiccup in the spaceport pursuit.
And, you know, I don't know if it will or not.
Right.
It's, I think it could be problematic and cause a hiccup. But we'll have to see going forward. Julie, I want to thank you very much for calling in. I know you were on this back when it was first going on. One of the things real quick that I was surprised at, from someone watching from the outside, it was clear that there were problems here.
Right. Oh, it was easy to see.
When I did this records request, I believed it was going to come back and show just this, and show that there were issues with that the money had gone down and it was going to it impacts the airport, and the airport belongs to the residents. Julie, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it greatly.
Have a great day.
You too. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Hi. I would like to know, where is John Hammond, and where is former councilwoman, and why are they not on here explaining themselves and their position that they took on this and atoning for this severe gap in misjudgment? I'll take my answer off the air.
And I have... Sharon Roden is now a commissioner. I know she runs, she was on that vacation with Ty Lewis Hammond and others. What did come out, I haven't talked to John Hammond. I have tried to call him to get him on the show and others. I'm not getting calls back. I will try again to get him on the show. I found this out a couple days ago, what happened here, and I will absolutely call him and give him another chance. The changeover happened in December of 2024, and then in about April, they brought this up at a meeting, and I think someone with a city named Ryan, he said, the numbers are down. We're doing great. The new FOB is doing great. They got the new Lloyds is doing fabulous. The numbers are a little bit down. That's because we haven't had as many fires. We don't have a lot of fires in January, February, and March. There just are not a lot of fires. And it clearly wasn't about fires, because we're now into 2.5 years and the numbers are still way down. So it isn't about the amount of fires we're having or that type of thing. It is clearly why our numbers are down substantially. The numbers in San Luis Obispo are up substantially. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Well, I recall, wasn't William Britton head of the Airport Commission at the time this all went down? And isn't he and Massey really an attempt to keep the old guard and the cronies in the decision-making positions for the city? I don't see any difference... If these guys get elected, that any of the policies are going to change, or they're going to clean up any of these issues.
And I did look. I've had a couple people call me and tell me he was on that commission, but I just had Linda George show up. Can you respond to that, Linda?
To the new hashtag of Britain beware, like buyer beware. Yeah, he was absolutely on the commission. I think that most of his campaign to run for mayor is relative to the spaceport. So for me, I don't even think that he has the wherewithal to be able to do what he's doing right now if he's only concentrating on one thing.
And the issue to me is, why would you, I'm for or against the airport, the spaceport, but when you had someone that was going to rebuild your terminal and you know, make it massively larger and much more modern, and you didn't go with that, Or you went with somebody else, and now we don't know what's going to happen. You had one group again was going to invest $17.6 million, and the other one was going to invest $8.9 million. And it was very different. But what do you watch this whole thing, Gary? When you were watching it, were you surprised at that they just listened to a couple small plane owners and ignored the public?
Yeah, because it was obvious that ACI Jet had the much better proposal, and if their objective was to get a spaceport, that ACI Jet was going to be the ideal partner for the airport. But, you know, after going through the parking and seeing the same kind of, you know, Sharon Roden, well, I talked to all these people. Well, she only talked to people who represented one small point of view, and she knew that going in. I was just really surprised to see Fred Strongbuckle, and I really like to know what his thinking was on that. Some of the things he said were just totally off the wall crazy. But yeah, but on the other hand, seeing that there were pilots there who were tied in with the Resniks, that Sharon Roden was tied. You remember, Linda, she went ballistic when you pointed out she had ties with the Resnik. Why would she do that if she wasn't doing something sneaky or you know, that type of reaction was really a red flag. So, yeah, I kind of was not surprised, but I was really frustrated because, you know, you try to make decisions based on logic and sound thinking, and they just make it based on what Linda really put down, you know, accurately. There's a cabal that runs Paso Robles.
And I'm gonna step in for just a minute. We have another text message. It says, ACI Jet has Cuesta College classes at its SLO airport facility. I don't know if they had planned on doing classes here also, but again, they're no longer here, but they are. If somebody wants to learn about airplane mechanics, you can go to the SLO airport facility.
Yeah, so
frankly, I had a chance to talk to Bill Borgsmiller. He's a wonderful person. He's got a great family. You know, I found out that that they have ties to Templeton, and we know some of the same people. And as I recall, that was one of the goodies or one of the benefits of having, you know, somebody like Borgsmiller involved. He's a good guy, and he wanted to do the best he could for Paso Robles. And if he's upset that he got treated like that after, you know, what he did for Paso Robles, I can't hardly blame him for how do we at this point ask him to come back, you know?
Well, you know, if I remember correctly that night, I read both bids, ACI Jet and Lloyd's, and the presentation was also very, very heavily in favor of choosing Lloyd's. And I remember saying it that night that ACI's Jet bid was a very basic bid that was actually well prepared and explained well. I remember Lloyd's bid was very emotional, was very appeal-like, you know, please pick us, please pick us. But I also had remembered that night they had promised that if things didn't work out within 2 years, they would walk away. And we're kind of at that juncture right now. And, you know, the fact that Sharon Roden said when she was still on the council that it was her pet project. So I really hate to see her live pets right now because they must all be dying at this point.
And I want to answer your question. Here's the problem with Bill Borgsmiller coming back. Bill Borgsmiller is from this county, wanted to do this in this county, but then when he had to go up, when he had, you know, moved the jet facility work to San Luis Obispo Airport, he has done things to make it better for the large jet owners. He put in a training area for the military when they're doing when the military's there and they're doing practices. He's got a training room for them. I think they even hang flags for the different units. They have done a lot to support the jet engine people. And again, remember, the bulk of the money is selling the jet engine gas. So he has them, they're coming there anyway. And he didn't have to put the $17 million in. He kept his gas sales. He's still doing the repairs on the jet engines. They have the work without the expense. And I believe he's financially better off not having won the contract because he was able to keep his revenue and not spend the money on redoing our airport.
I think that was common knowledge among us who supported ACI Jet. We saw that Bill was making some financial sacrifices out of the goodness of his heart, and this is the way that he got treated by Hammond, which is why none of these guys, Simone, Massey, or Britton, should be in office. I mean, these guys are complaining about what allegedly.
And I've got to, we got to take a break. I got to take a break. Thank you very much for calling
in. You got the gist of what I'm saying.
Yes.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Triuncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm going to read a text and then bring a caller on. Okay, perhaps you want to explore the relationship between Lloyd's and the Wonderful Company. Resnick's, Ty Lewis, Hammond, Roden, Britton, FAA uncontrolled non-towered airport. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to add to the conversation?
Well, thank you, Karen. First of all, you know, this has been going on for a number of years. And what I see is happening here is the serious potential corruption that is in City Hall. And Ty Lewis brought this, along with John Hammond, have been involved in this nonsense for way too long. They were either incredibly terrible decision makers and had poor judgment, or there was something else going on behind the scenes. And my fear is going forward now, that is that what we've got is we've got a group of candidates, two so far that I'm aware of, that are going to be running for office that are just simply going to be the same status quo. I hope that there are others in our community that will step up and run for office, because until you break the back of this special interest and this, what I see is this very suspicious behavior in City Hall. You're going to keep getting a lot more of what you've got, and that's poor roads, poor decision making, and just a simple bad leadership at City Hall.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good point about what you said. The backroom deals. I said that wrong. I'm noticing that along with the new issue about the housing and putting a homeless shelter, on how often they make these decisions, even so brazenly with this homeless shelter, to not even tell the public about it. And so as I listen to you and the other callers, it just goes to show that they have the same pattern behavior, even with the paid parking, with all of it, that they have three or four, like Roden did back then. You know, she talked to three people, therefore everybody wants it in District 1, I guess. I don't know.
And we're having some issues with the call. You've got a lot of background interference.
Well, let me just try to just finish by saying the people of this city have to decide whether or not they want to take a different route and find people that aren't, that don't have tremendous amounts of what I think is conflicts of interest, because what you've got going on now is a group of people who have tremendous conflicts of interest.
And it's the same people.
Until we break the back of that by getting new people there that'll look objectively at what's going on in the city, you're going to get a lot more of what you got. And thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you very much for calling in. And again, for those that I suggest everyone go look at the numbers. The numbers are slightly better. I did the first 5 months of all 3 years because there's 5 months that was available for this year. And the numbers are still, so where ACI Jet gave the city for taxes on their fees on their fuel sales, $44,320 in 24. In 25, Lloyd's Aviation provided $19,000, less than half. And then this year, with a major increase in fuel prices this year, the fees paid were $23,000, a little bit more than half, but still well below the fees being paid to the airport on that. And again, you have to look at the amount of gallons sold. So, for example, in 2024, ACI Jet sold 60,989,000 gallons of aviation fuel for the small airplanes. The jet fuel sales, and there's also another thing here. There's a 1% fee on that for the city that would go. So for that, they made $6,000-some. But there's a 1.2% fee put on that on the jet fuel. In that year, in the first 5 months, he did 318,454 gallons of jet fuel. On the other side, Lloyd's sales of jet fuel the first 5 months in 25 were 116 gallons of jet fuel and 373. And then in 26, he was up slightly to 150,000 gallons, 394. But it's still less than half of the sales done by ACI Jet, who they said none of this was going to matter. You were going to keep all the same people, would continue, the money would still be rolling in. And remember, he's the one that went and courted the military. Borgs Miller is the one that courted the military. He courted these different groups to come in. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
I'm just wondering, is the difference in the aviation fuel sales, is that because of the Brits, or is it more than that?
The aviation fuel is a smaller plane. That was not the Brits. I don't know why. I was surprised that ACI Jet was doing better there. There have been some problems at the airport. Remember, a man lost his arm 6 months ago while fueling a plane. His arm was cut off.
Right.
There have been some problems, but even on the aviation fuel, it is not doing as well with Lloyd's, and I do not know why, because I was told some of the small plane owners really preferred Lloyd's mechanic, and they really wanted him in there.
So we don't know if it's personalities or incompetence or what.
Well, it's, some of the down could be the economy a little bit. I think on the jet fuel sales, I talked to people. They just, you know, ACI Jet is known for their ability to work on and deal with large planes. And mm-hmm. that is, again, the bulk of the money is brought in there. But on the aviation fuels, there were several people that had planes at the airport that wanted Lloyd's, because they really liked his one of his main mechanic people that he had working for him, and they wanted him here. I'm going to give you a quote that Bill Borgsmiller told me a few days ago. While the small plane owners have a stake, the airport belongs to the residents of Paso Robles. Bill Borgsmiller, the CEO of ACI Jet, said, "You have to run it in an efficient manner for the whole community and not to subsidize the small plane owners."
Yes, that says way more than just a sentence. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you for calling in. Were you surprised when you saw the numbers after a year and a half of the new management or the new operator out at the airport?
No. I knew it was going to be a failure the night that they voted on it. And I'm just so, I'm sitting here a little, I guess my new word is baffled this week as to, I guess Mayor Hammond's legacy would be, I love to lose tax money. I mean, in conjunction with the cannabis taxes that we lost with the halls for 4 years, and then this, and now he's saying he can't pay the basic entities that bring tourism into our city. I can't wait till he's gone.
And the paid parking. The business owners said they were being harmed financially because of the paid parking, and their sales were up dramatically when the paid parking stopped. Now, there were a couple that liked the paid parking, but the vast majority of the merchants said it harmed their businesses.
I'm not surprised. Most of Mayor Hammond's schemes that he's, you know, especially with Rodin and Ty Lewis as his confidants, it's not a surprise that these fail. Because they're doing it in a fashion that I just watch all the time about just kind of how we feel about, some of us feel about our governor. He is stealing our taxes brazenly, and they walk around like it's no big deal, like they're not doing anything wrong. And that's the hard part, is to watch them destroy different areas of our city because they want to continue this legacy of cronyism. That's basically what's going on in this city, is and I say to people, cronyism is corruption, and we watch it, and it's the same people in every subject so far. The Halls, Rodin, Hammond, Lewis, etc.
And I will tell you, I still believe that the airport is a gem of the city. I saw that in one of the comments. I do believe it's a gem of the city. It's, you know, Paso Robles has a great airport. San Luis Obispo has a great airport. It does bring a lot to the community.
Sure. And I look forward to getting to, you know, I try to stay in my lane. I mean, again, this is something that's new to me on understanding, but what I did, my eyes were opened up to the fact that, again, it's the same people trying to get something for themselves. So, no, I'm not surprised it failed. I'm more concerned of whether Lloyd's is going to take that walkaway clause that they asked for, or actually they offered it, Karen. They were like, oh, well, you know we can do this contract. We know we're better than ACI Jet. And if we can't complete this in 2 years, we're gone. We'll walk away. I mean, it was that, you know, emotional.
So. I have another comment. Resnick's aircraft fleet is actually serviced by both ACI and Lloyd's. And I don't know exactly. I personally do not know. But I'm sure that Resnick has quite a fleet.
Well, and we were all questioning at the time when Ty Lewis was city manager that most of the people that he was hiring were coming from Bakersfield anyways.
And I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today,
sure,
Linda.
Anytime.
And I want to thank you for listening. I think this was a big deal. And again, go to Cal Coast News and read the story. You can take your own look at the numbers.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL was brought to you by Lynn Patrol, specializing in dryer vent cleaning. Don't overwork your dryer or let your vent start a fire. Contact Dylan at LynnPatrolCA.com or call 805-975-5176.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 2 o'clock.